It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Janine, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm actually doing great. I feel amazing. This whole experience has been a dream come true. So I'm living it.
Yeah. Obviously, things did not go exactly as planned in the house. How are you feeling right now about like your performance? Like, what are you feeling was maybe the thing that you wish you could go back and change?
If I could go back and change anything, when we were picking the entourage, I feel like I should have gone on Anthony's side, knowing that I wanted to do an all-female alliance that could kind of be a cover-up for that. I could say, no, I would have picked Spicy D if I wanted an all-girl entourage. So that would be my one change for sure.
Yeah. We heard from Anthony that, maybe one of the reasons why he was looking at you was that he felt like he had talked to you the least of some of the people that, you know, were his options. I know that you were very active in terms of like talking with a lot of the women and gathering people together early on. But you wanted to work with Anthony, but maybe you didn't communicate that to him as much as you could have. Is that something that you were conscious of, or did it just kind of like slip your mind?
No, I was aware of it. Anthony is a very powerful man. He commands a room. I'm a super fan. So I was kind of like fangirling a little bit in the corner every time I got around him. He's a smooth man and I appreciate him. And I definitely should have talked game prior to. And obviously that came back and bit me in the butt for not doing it. So, yeah.
Spicy V is perhaps another area of unfortunate circumstances for you. Did you have any indication that that Spicy V might not be as loyal to the women as she appeared?
100%. I have a very strong intuition. I can read people really well. I've worked in the service industry as a makeup artist and hairstylist for years. So I feel like I can really read people. And she kept having these moments with me where she'd be like, I feel so bad. You were on my team. I can't save you. But she'd have these moments and then she'd run away from me. And I'm like, normally when you're upset and you do feel guilty, you want to console that person as long as possible. But she was running away from me. It was like I had the plague and she didn't want to stay anywhere near me because she'd get the plague as well. So that was a little telltale, like, oh, I don't think I have Spicy V. I don't have her.
What went through your head when she had that conversation with you where she was like, listen, I don't want you to get out of the house and see something. Yeah. And then told you a story that also wasn't exactly the full story.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. Again, I saw right through it. Yeah. And like, I don't know if I looked like I was shocked, but I wasn't shocked. I was like, everything you're telling me makes complete sense. I had days and days, more days than most house guests to figure out everything out. And even though I wasn't given all the puzzle pieces, I can still figure it out. I sniffed it out a mile away. I was like, I get it. And people are going to be like, why didn't you rat Spicy out? And my thing was, I want a woman to win this season. There's only been 3 Big Brother Canada female winners in the full 10 years of full seasons. So it would go against everything I stood for. And I was like, I'm not going to blow up any of the female games. I'm going to show them that I am loyal to that all female alliance, even though all of them were basically not, is that I was true to that. You should have taken me along the way because we could have gone far. I just don't like women being pitted against women. And so I want the women to succeed in this game.
Do you still think they have a good shot?
Absolutely. I think they're all very strong. They're very smart. There's a lot more super fans on there than they're telling us. These people know the game. They're there to play. And I'm rooting for the women. I would love to see two strong females up there at the end.
You said to Arissa that Donna would be your pick to win. Do you still feel that way, having come out of the house, getting to learn some more things?
Yeah. I've been very good. I've been trying not to watch too much. I obviously got to see my family and kind of heard their take on things, but I'm still rooting for Donna. She is playing a very clever game. She's very flirty with the boys. She's funny. Oh my gosh. If I ever needed a moment of like no game talk, I would just find Donna and she'd put on a show for me. She was like a performer. But then when we'd sit down and talk game, she was the only one that I could look in her eyes. And I was like, I believe this girl. Not only is what she telling me the truth, she was trying to help me. She was helping me not spiral in those moments that I wanted to spiral. And she really knows this game. So if she plays it, if she keeps playing it the way she is, I could see her taking it all the way to the end.
Yeah. What about Lexis? Because I felt like Lexis had a bit of an interesting relationship with the Women's Alliance, where she wasn't like quite fully trusted. And then there was even more stuff that happens later with like Spicy and Donna talking about Lexis. What are your thoughts on Lexis?
Yeah, she's playing a really great game as well, but I think it's gonna come up, like catch up to her, because she's very guarded. She gives zero information. She's hanging out a lot with the guys, but then coming to the girls being like, oh yeah, the girls all the way, I'm with you guys, but then giving us no information. Mm-hmm. So there's a disconnect there. There's also a little bit of a showman's happening with Matt. So that's going to ruffle some feathers. So I think her game's going to go south pretty quickly.
What about Vivek? Because obviously you had a very funny conversation with Vivek from my perspective.
Yes.
Where you were asking him if he was perhaps the cause of Anthony learning that you'd had that conversation with Vivek. And then also kind of telling him like, listen, like you kind of think you're slick, but you're not, which he kind of needs to hear, probably realizing that now. What are your thoughts on Vivek?
Vivek, he was my house husband. I really connected with him. He was my ray of sunshine. He did tell me a personal thing about how he's an engineer. My husband's an engineer. It all makes sense why we clicked. So I do love him on a personal level. In terms of his game, he's playing this, you know, he doesn't want to be in the forefront, and he's leaking information on different sides of the house, and it's just going to catch up with him. And people were already catching on to it. So I don't think he's going to last much longer, but love the guy. He's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of felt to me like he was trying to be an anti-Anthony like person, but be behind mm-hmm. the scenes. The problem is that like there weren't enough people to be behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
It was a little transparent.
That sums up his game perfectly. You got him pinned down. Yeah.
Who besides maybe Donna are you like really rooting for at this point? Like, who did you really feel like you connected with?
Dennis is, again, he's older like myself. We have that like emotional intelligence. We really got each other. But again, as soon as I was pegged as the target, he was like, you could tell he was like, I want to work with you, but I can't. I have to protect my own game. I want to go far. He'd almost speak cryptically to me, but I was getting it all. Like, that's how connected we were. Even before the POV, I was like, would I have your vote? And he's like, well, it all depends on who you're up against. And I knew that if I was up against Avery, he was not changing his vote. He would not pull me down because they were bonded. They both come from a queer background and they really like bonded with that. And I knew that's untouchable. And I fully respect that. So I wish it would have been so different if we could have played together, but that's not the way it
is. Do you think there was any possibility that he could have just let you win that veto because like he was safe?
He's a super fan though. Like, I was so excited for him for his win. And I do know how much that meant to him. Like, he has been dying to play this game just as long as I have. And that was the first moment in the game that he felt like he had a little bit of power, and the first time that he got information in the game. And again, I was just so proud of him. It was a really beautiful moment for him.
Yeah. Have you learned anything about like Avery and her maybe willingness to be up on the block as a pawn, and how she kind of maybe was acting at the nomination ceremony?
Oh my gosh. I was like, I heard the cries before I saw the cries. Mm-hmm. I was sitting on the couch. I was trying to be like, I know what's coming for me. Try to like be composed. And then I heard the crying and I turned and I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, I could see right through it. Again, I know this game. I'm not a dummy. Mm-hmm. I knew what was going on there in that moment. I was like, bravo, good acting. It's a show of stars. You win your Academy Award. Congratulations.
Yeah. She like got into the bedroom and was like,
Oh yeah. I know.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking with me, Janine.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks for having me. That was great.